Best Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Pesa Shio, and I'm Whitney Shio's husband.
And I'm and I'm Pesa Shio's wife. Yes. And today's episode is called Forgiveness Over Regret.
Yes. And for those who don't know us, we run liveyourbestmarriage.com, where we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And you can always find us on Twitter at Pesa Shio.
And I'm at Whitney Shio.
And you spell it at P-E-S-A-S-H-A-Y-O. Mm-hmm. And again, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. So Whitney, what are we talking about today?
So today I wanted to discuss how awesome it can be when we choose forgiveness instead of living with the regret of knowing that we spent way too much time fighting with our spouse.
Okay, so you're saying that forgiveness is better than regret?
Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is the way to go.
Forgiveness is the way to go. What if somebody says, that will make me a doormat?
No, it doesn't have to make you a doormat. It definitely does not. You can still express your hurt feelings just the same, but definitely you want to reach a solution.
What does forgiveness mean anyway? What does the dictionary define forgiveness?
Well, I don't know what the exact definition is in the dictionary, but I know in Christianity, I know the definition that's used is that person no longer owes you anything. If you consider it like a debt, figuratively speaking, everything goes back to zero. Okay. That does not mean for people who have had problems with cheating in their marriage, that does not necessarily mean that the trust goes back to 100%, but definitely it means that, you know, that person just does not owe you for past mistakes anymore.
So does that mean that you can forgive everything, but you cannot forgive cheating?
No. What I'm saying is
yes,
the event.
You gotta break it down for some of us, for some folks like me.
The event that took place was obviously very traumatic.
Yes.
And a lot of times what we do is we voluntarily handcuff ourselves to that traumatic event. We think about it over and over again.
Yes.
We talk about it over and over again. We might throw it back in that person's face. We bring it up all the time. And we still feel those really, really, really hurt feelings about it. But in forgiveness, when you decide to forgive, you take off the handcuffs. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to be attached to that problem anymore. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to be sitting here thinking about that issue 24/7. And I'm not going to be bitter either.
Okay, so you basically just let it go. But that does not mean you are...
In a situation like that, you would definitely have some things that you need to continue working through. But I think the main point that I wanted to bring up today is just those little things that we as couples fight about. The small arguments that creep up here and there.
Okay.
You know, like, oh, I can't believe he said that about my cooking. Or, you know, oh, I can't believe...
For the record, I love your cooking.
Yeah, oh, don't even make me bring up that example.
I love your cooking.
Or, you know, for a guy, it's like, oh my gosh, why is she like just... Oh my gosh, why is she so picky? Or just whatever. Just those tiny little things that come up and they add up to be huge things. So... What I want to talk about is it's easier to remember the bad things that the other person did, a lot easier than it is to remember the bad things that I've done.
Yes. I think somebody said that we are so objective when it comes to other people, but very subjective when it comes to ourselves. So when it comes to other people, we can really remember everything that they did, because we are very objective. Yes, they did these things. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to ourselves, we can, oh yeah, we can see how...
we forget some of the...
We forget some of the things.
Some of the rude words that we decided to say.
And also we can understand where we were coming from.
Right. Yes. Of course. Yes. Of course.
We can understand where we are coming from. So when it comes to us, we are more likely to give ourselves a free pass compared to if we are looking at other people's issues. Yeah.
Right. A lot of times it feels justified. And another thing is the way our brains are wired is the negative things are more sticky than the positive.
Yes.
So we will definitely have a tendency to remember the bad times over the good times, which really, if you think about it, is such a shame, because when our mood is down, it's very easy to lose sight of the big picture.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean, I can easily forget. I mean, if I'm ticked off, I can so easily forget, you know, like, this is that dream guy that I absolutely adore.
Yes,
yes. Yes, you are. You totally are. But oh my goodness, when I'm mad, it's like, I'm not even talking to him right now.
Yeah.
So... But the sad thing is, this can actually escalate to a point where some couples no longer even sleep in the same bedroom.
Yes.
It literally gets to a point where they can't stand each other anymore. And that makes me really sad. So, but when we realize how short life actually is, that is a huge thing that can help minimize the arguments between a husband and a wife.
Yes.
And because then... you start thinking, okay, the small things are really just too petty for me to even bring up.
To deal with. Like the other day, I met a couple. Mm-hmm. They're in their 60s. Mm-hmm. And they've been married for the last, I think, 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. And one thing that they were just in love with each other and just living this great life. Mm-hmm. But one thing he told me, the guy was like, they are always spending so much time and they don't have any time for drama. Mm-hmm. And he says, like, we just don't have time because time is running out. Time is short. We don't have time for this drama.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting older.
They're getting older. So they just don't have the time to mess around, to goof off. Mm-hmm. And like in terms of just having just stupid drama. Mm-hmm. And that really caught my ear because I was like, wow, these people really get it. Mm-hmm. Yes, because you never know when the other person won't be there.
Right, right. And when you look at it that way, it's just, you know, it suddenly no longer matters who started it, you know, or whose fault it was. And then it is just so vital to make the decision to stay on a path of peace. Okay. And I mean, I'm not saying that there won't ever be any disagreements. That's not what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Every couple has disagreements.
Yes.
That's what you get when you have two people living in the same house.
Yes.
But when like the overall picture is, you know, peaceful.
Yes.
It's just you don't have as many of those little nitpicky fights.
No, you don't. And another thing I read in one of the books, and they talked about the reverse gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reverse gap. Mm-hmm. But anyway, instead of looking forward, okay, how did they put it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you are looking back.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking back and you're like saying, hey, what if I was 95 looking back? Would would this argument really make sense? Would I really hold this grudge?
Mm-mm.
If I was 95 and I'm looking back, would this fight that I'm having right now really mean anything back?
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize how petty some of these fights are, it's time just to drop it. But if you are looking... Sometimes when you're in the moment, you're like,
why did he say that?
Yes. Why did he do that? Why did she do that? But when you put yourself like, okay, what if I'm 60 and looking back? What if mm-hmm. I'm 80 and I'm mm-hmm. looking back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if I'm 90 and I look back on the life I lived with my husband, is it going to be pleasing for me to know that I fought with him like every single week or every other day? I mean, seriously, I'll just be like, man, that flew by so quickly. Yeah. I want to know that I lived a story worth telling.
Yes.
Because it's just so predictable when, mm-hmm. This breaks my heart that we have this many couples divorcing.
Yeah.
That is just, it's becoming predictable. Yes. It really is.
Yes.
And the way I view married life is it's like a blank canvas.
Yes.
The longer you live with that person, it's like you're painting this beautiful picture that you never even could have imagined otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very abstract. It's even difficult to imagine how awesome it really can be. I mean, since we've been together 13 years, you know, I mean, it was great in the beginning, but I never knew how wonderful things could be even 13 years later.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like, you know, things get better and better because you get closer and closer to one another.
Yes, and you've gone through so much in life, and even looking back, you're like, wow, I cannot believe we went through that. I cannot, uh-huh. you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, I mean, some of the issues that we had to deal with, when we look back, it's like, oh my goodness, it's amazing we stayed together through that, you know? I'm so glad that that didn't destroy us,
yes.
you know? I mean, because we've definitely had our fair share. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think everybody else does, too.
Yes.
You know, everybody has, you know, these huge problems that come up and make it difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when you look back, it's just so nice to know, like, oh my gosh, we stuck with it.
Yes.
You know?
And we stuck with it. And again, I also read somewhere, somebody was saying that imagine that you're living your life and there's somebody following with a camera,
mm-hmm.
just taking a video.
Mm-hmm.
And they are actually doing this
mm-hmm.
so that you can be a model for your grandkids on how to live.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, imagine somebody's following you around with a camera uh-huh. so that you can show your grandkids, who you don't even have at the moment,
yes,
how life should be lived.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually makes you like, okay, now I'm going to be on my best behavior because I know I don't want my grandkids, who I don't even have right now,
mm-hmm.
when I ever meet them, and I'm mm-hmm. teaching them how to live, I want them to see the best.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I mean, I think the same is even true for just for our kids right now.
Yes.
I want our kids to see a peaceful life, you know, with yeah. mom and dad.
A peaceful life with mom and dad.
I want them to know that everything is okay. And I want them to actually see us getting along.
Yes.
I don't want my kids to see us fighting. And, you know, because kids take things so literally. I mean, the other day you made a joke about something, and then the 10-year-old, our 10-year-old daughter, came and asked me,
mm-hmm.
she's like, mom, are you mad about that? And I was like, no, that was just a joke. But that just showed me that mm-hmm. she takes things very seriously.
Yes.
And so it is really, really, really important for us to make sure that, you know, we're at least setting a decent example.
Yeah.
because we're in front of them. We homeschool, by
yes.
the way. So, I mean, we're basically in front of our kids, you know.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yes. So, another example mm-hmm. our pastor brought up was, mm-hmm. And this was very interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Pastor Mark at New Spring Church here in Wichita, Kansas, he's like, imagine that Jesus
mm-hmm.
is coming to live with you
mm-hmm.
for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
imagine that he's going to be in your house
uh-huh.
for the next 6 months. And he was like, how different would you live
mm-hmm.
if you knew Jesus was a guest in your house mm-hmm. for the next 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be hanging out with those friends? Would you be going to those websites that you're going to?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be talking to your spouse the same way you are talking to her or to him? Like, and we all laughed at church and we thought it was like really interesting, but really think about it. Like, there are some things which just like if you have had a visitor in the house, you'll be on your best behavior. There are some things which bother you now, but if you had company, you'd be like, I don't see why we should fight about it because it's not that important.
Right.
It is not that important.
Right. But
when we are together, like couples are just by themselves, you see things which are irritating you, which if there was somebody else in the room, they wouldn't be irritating you because it wouldn't matter. They don't matter.
Right. Yeah. You could overlook.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Yes. So I like what you talked about, what you said, forgiveness is better than regret. And forgiveness is not being walked on or being dormant. Basically, forgiveness is... just letting, is it letting things go? Or
it's letting things go. And also it's just generally viewing your spouse as your friend.
Yes.
That's pretty much it. And I mean, also some tips that we can give you guys today is, first of all, if you can just remember, just keep in mind at all times that this person is your friend.
Yes.
You guys are friends above all else.
Yes.
And so... and they are not perfect.
No.
Which means that they will make mistakes.
Yes.
But because they're your friend, there are a lot of things that you're going to be willing to overlook.
Yes.
And that's, and we're just talking about the small things. I mean, there are a lot of tiny things that can creep up just in one day, even just in 1 hour. You know, it can be those little things like, oh, who didn't take out the trash? Who left a towel on the bathroom floor? Who didn't pick up their laundry? Who didn't do this? Or, you know, who left the baby's diaper? Who didn't throw it in the trash? Like, whatever it is. Those small things, they add up so much. And, you know, we just have, as irritating as some of them might be, it's worth it to overlook them.
Yes.
It is so worth it. And so, number one, remember that you are friends above all else. Number two... if you want to remember the past, if you want to think about things that happened in the past, remember the good times.
Yeah.
Okay? Remember the good memories. Remember what made you attracted to them to begin with. And for me, that's a really special thing that I'm able to do, because when we first met, I mean, it was like a fairy tale. He was really my Prince Charming. He just, I don't know how this is going to sound, but anyway, it makes me really happy. He showered me with attention. I never knew that was possible. I never knew that a boyfriend and girlfriend could treat each other that well. And we ended up getting married, and he still treats me with that same kind of respect. I take it as he actually values listening to me and spending time with me. And just those sorts of things. So that's something special for me. That's just an example. For all of you guys out there, it could be something totally different. But what made you attracted to your spouse to begin
because,
with?
Because people can be different. Like, but one thing we need always to remember is there was something that brought you guys together. There was something that attracted you.
Right.
To each other. Yeah, there had to be something that... that's why you got married.
Yes, something made them more special than anyone else.
Than the billions of other people in the world.
And so that's the point that I'm trying to make with our story. He made me feel valued. He made me feel loved.
Yes.
So what did... you know, what did your spouse do?
Because they must have done something.
I mean, what kind of qualities did they have? What, you know, how was their character? Just what are some of the fun things that you guys used to do when you started dating? And those are really, really, really good memories for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the third tip is let the small debts go back to zero. So just as I had mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, just in a small amount of time, little things are going to build up.
Yes, they will.
They will accumulate. Okay. Little pet peeves will definitely grow and grow. But let's reset back to zero. Okay, at the end of the day, take that debt, take it back down.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll start fresh the next day, because we don't want anybody getting angry, and we don't want resentment to start creeping in.
No.
Resentment is a very, very ugly thing. My mom and dad got divorced last summer after 31 years. And it was basically resentment, I think, was to blame for the most part.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you guys all know that. And then another thing is, as we had mentioned earlier, when you're older and you're looking back, just what's going to make you feel like you lived life to the fullest?
Yeah.
Is it knowing that you guys were, getting caught up in little disagreements often? Or did you live life to the fullest because you chose to be happy?
Because you chose to be happy.
You chose to enjoy the friendship that a husband and wife are supposed to have.
Yeah.
Basically. So that's my question for you. So, folks, that wraps up another episode of the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Just as a final note, I encourage all of you to choose forgiveness over regret, because yes, I want all of you to look back knowing that it was time well spent.
Yeah, time well spent.
Being on good terms.
Yes, and always remember that there's a reason why you picked that spouse that you have at home. And if you can just dial in to that and actually start building up on that, it might actually really help just to bring everybody together. Hey, folks, until next time, we are looking forward to having another podcast. And you can always follow us at liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog or at Pesa Shayo and at Whitney Shayo. And until next time, bye and God bless.